Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
We lock it down.
From white folks to Haitian, Boricua, Jamaican.
Our bond nation used it as a reference. My dialect is fly.
Forever we still here.
Where you at?
Dirty basement.
You already know who it is when you hear that sound and how it's going down. Mr. R-A-A-W. I don't know if I'm flying solo today. Purple Dread might be under the weather. We're going to check and see if she's going to come in the building. But until that time, in the meantime and in between time, you know who you got in here. Mr. R-A-A-W on social media. You can hit me up on all kind of platforms. See, I pause like that just to let you know, pause for the cause. I want to give you a moment of silence and RIP to the legend of the comedian world and other things. Mr. Paul Mooney passed away yesterday at the age of 79 due to a heart attack, and I also heard he was dealing with dementia. Just going to look further into that. Fun fact, come to find out, what I did not know is he's born the same day as me and Obama and Yo-Yo the rapper and Louis Armstrong, the jazz artist, and there's a bunch of other people. We are born all on the same day. We all are Leos into the lion's den. You know, that's how we do it. But definitely RIP to a legend. He has paved the way for a lot of television and radio that you did not even know about. He was in the background of the Chappelle Show, the background of Good Times, of Sanford and Son, Richard Pryor Live, Eddie Murphy. It's a lot of different situations he was in the background being written and written on. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at the credits, and you might see Paul Mooney in your favorite television show and be like, wait a minute, I didn't even know. Yeah. You know, so salute to him and peace be upon him, and condolences go out to the family of Paul Mooney. You know, we are losing all our legends. We are losing all our legends, man. We got to work hard on celebrating them and showing them the love while they're walking the pavement, being able to smell the roses and looking at all kinds of situations in their face. But we are here now. The calling number is open. It is 999-3050. I've been running around like a goose with my head off. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing so much and trying to get things going. I'm having problems with my downloading situation. I'm so sorry. I had a Paul Mooney little skit or a little couple of words from him, but couldn't get to download it. I might do it a different way and see how it comes out, you know, just to see if it don't sound good. You guys got to let me know. Somebody let me know. 563-999-3050. The calling number's over. Once you get to that line and you press that number one button, man, I'm going to come to you so you can say something. So make sure you do this right here. Be ready or not. We'll be right back.
And that's for sure. I climb the highest hill, cross the widest sea. Nothing could discourage me. And I pray that you'll be always there for me forevermore. Oh.
Ready or not, I wonder, do I creep into your dreams? had a lot of sun and a lot of rain. I've had some joy and broken hearted, but now that doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and afters, longing for my befores and afters. All in all, it's been cool, and there's nothing I wouldn't do. I'm so happy being me. Oh,
so happy being me. I'm regretting
nothing
about me.
Nothing about me. All those broken dreams that went down stream. As we grow, we live and know some things were never meant to be. Just like people, they come and go. Some will live forever and some will never know. That's why God gives us memories to lead us to a victory. I'm so happy loving me. Ooh.
So happy being
happy.
Me. I'm regretting
nothing
about me.
Nothing about me.
Too busy living life.
I was in a zone. You know what I'm saying? Waiting to see if Purple Dread coming through. If she's not feeling up to it, we understand. Get well, Purple Dread. She's a little under the weather. But Mr. Raw is still in the building. The BSE show. The brother is in the building representing for the brother and the sister. And I'm playing some music, some of that real good, feel-good music out there that's keeping it in the zone. You know, I don't have no major topic today. It just was a RIP to Paul Mooney, and just playing some real good real good music that gets you vibing out there, mellow feeling. Hopefully you listen to it on the way home in the car, or you home doing a little cleaning or a little cooking. You just get your head right, you know what I'm saying, and just enjoy the vibe. Enjoy the vibe to the best of your ability. You know, that's just exactly what my goal is. That's just why I decided to get into this part of the situation. I want to, just enjoy the music and be able to reach the people. And if they want to reach me, you can always reach me at 563-999-3050. That is the calling number. For all you guys that want to submit some music, if you want to play something, you know I always do the blends. I always do the instrumentals, the poetry. Man, just holler at me, man. Just RAAW4LIFE@gmail.com. And then hit me up on social media, MISTARAAW on Facebook and IG. And if it's Twitter, it's just MRRAAW. They say, yo, Mr. Raw, I sent you some music. Did you get it? And when can you play it? I'm like, okay, I got it set up for Thursday, or I'm going to give you the go and no, or Saturday. You know, tune in, get your people to follow up, call in, request the music, and get right. That way we can do what we do and get you in there and get your music played. We'll be right back. We're still doing this thing called the BSE Show. The brother is holding it down forevermore.
Yeah.
forevermore. That's kind of like a dedication. You know, right now I'm going to put it out there that, you know, my queen, you know, my wife, it is her birthday tomorrow. So forevermore goes out to her. And then we definitely got her traditional born day greetings. And then I'm going to play another song right after it. But here's to you, honey. Happy birthday. I love you.
When I look at you, I can't picture me not having my way. It's a C-roll. I gotta express myself. So I hope you get it. Swift.
Pretty lady, let the loving commence. Don't act dense with no suspense. I'ma make your whole body tense by giving more than my 2 cents about the situation with no manipulation, cause I'm equipped with patience. Label me doctor, call this my practice. I'm the director of this film, you are my actress. If I'm the box spring, then you're my mattress. You're my wide receiver, catch all the passes. With no glasses, I can clearly see the future. Incision inside of your mind without using the suture. I salute you and think the day that you was born. Let me ignite the fire of passion so we can get it on. Consider it porn, with no lights, with no camera, just action. With no distraction, more than a fraction, in an orderly fashion. And the closed captions to this coming attraction, this ain't simply smash. And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it, all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way with you.
I'm not done, there's more. You know there's always more when it comes to raw. Listen. Sexy miss, let the lover continue. What's on the venue? I got an appetite for love, you're on the menu. And I intend to complete any given task. Your wish is my command, all you gotta do is ask. I can do it fast, or take it real slow. Just waiting for you to give me the green light to go. You're dealing with the pro, in certain categories. True, actual, factual, no fictional story. I can show you way more than I can tell you. Oh hell, you drive me crazy straight to Bellevue. And in a good way, I know that you could say the very same. While you calling out my name, pleasure is the aim, and satisfaction is the claim. And for this addiction, there's no one to blame. And lust we trust is the name of the game. It's a must that we just keep it hot like a flame. So keep an eye out, so we never let it die out. And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it, all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way with you.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Stole that line from my boy, Gorilla Zoe. So yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. We are back with the BSE show. You know what I'm saying? I told you that Provo J might be under the weather. She might be chiming in, but I think she's grabbing the mic and she's suiting up and she's getting herself ready. You just finished a triple play for Mrs. Raw because her birthday is going to be tomorrow. I played Happy Birthday first. Then I played Stevie Wonder, I Love You Too Much. Then I played Mr. Raw, Walk My Way With You. So, you know, that speaks for itself. Happy birthday to the Queen of the Union. You know what I'm saying? How it's going down. I think I see Purple Dread mic'd up in there. She want to get up in this conversation. Purple Dread, you good? You?
What's up, family? I'm just here chilling like a bug. I was feeling bad a little while ago, but I'm back on my feet. I got to hear the people. You know, I can't let the people down. Can't let the people down, you know?
Thank you, thank you. I do appreciate that. You know, we was all rooting for you. Anyway, if you didn't come, we still was going to go on. The show must go on. You're going to do our thing with a ring and make sure it bling. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit you with the pimp talk all night long. Make sure it's strong like a wrong. You know what I'm saying? We got to do that.
Some popcorn.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got to let them know how linguistic we really are. I see that somebody else is raising their hand. We got the 305-9. Oh, wait, they got cold feet. They disappeared. Come on back and call on back if you want something to say, and press that number one button and request a song or do whatever you want to do. 305, I saw you. If you want to come on back, come on back. If not, it's all good in the neighborhood, and you know that I could if I would. So we was talking about the late, great Paul Mooney. Did you realize one fun fact? Purple Dread, did you realize one? Guess what day he was born?
I don't remember. I saw it, but I don't remember.
August 4th.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
man
what's
is a
up. He's a Leo, too.
A spectacular being. You know something? It goes to show, honestly speaking-wise, that the people that are born on that day tend to have a personality that is unrestricted and over-recognized. You know, like somebody will always remember Paul Mooney because of his character. Oh, somebody will always remember Barack Obama because of his character. Somebody remember Yo-Yo from, you know what I'm saying, the rapper Yo-Yo was born on August. Louis Armstrong, the jazz great, was born on August 4th. You know, I got a lot of other people I know, man, you know, besides yours truly.
Wow.
It's four, so you know what? I have a newfound, heavier respect for him. I did listen to him, and I did know how good of a comedian he was. He wrote a lot of stuff for the people, and you didn't know it. He was in the background of a lot of your favorite shows. He was doing a lot of foot ground work for Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, Red
Eddie
Fox.
Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. As I said, it's there, man. So, you know, he was Witherspoon, John Witherspoon. The list goes on, man. He was involved in a lot.
Yeah.
He was involved in Color. So he was with the Wayans. He was involved in Stanford and Son. He was involved in a lot of things that's going on. Calling number is open. What's that calling number again, Dre? Just in case I'm getting slow. What's that calling number?
I believe, let me see if I can remember. Is it 563-999-3050?
That's what you said. Make sure you said it right because you said it all night. So what I'm talking about here is 563-999-3050 or 563-999-3050. Oh, man, Purple Dread, I've been on TikTok all week long, and I'm finding some funny Jamaicans on TikTok. And I'm going to tell you, man, TikTok is becoming bigger and bigger. You're discovering some major talent. I'm discovering some major singing, production, laughing, and just I can't it too. But you know, I just watch it. I ain't doing nothing, and I'm just watching. You know, shout out to my cousin News, who is in Jamaica right now working for Sean Paul. This is one of the songs that he produced. This dude named Natel. This is called Shameless. We'll be right back.
Touch you like me, like me. Ooh, said you wanna be good, but you couldn't keep your composure. Ooh, said you wanna be good, but you're begging me to come over. Ooh, come over. Ooh, saying, who's gonna love you like me? Ooh, said it'd
need to come over. Ooh, come over.
Alright. Oh. You know. Yeah. Well, but disturb the day by them I'm with my sound. I'm out to inhale the breeze from the chocolate brown. I'm driving out of place, up my rims, I'm chrome. I'm a pretty princess, I get notice your own. I'm back at home, people start calling my phone. I'm semi trending, no, them can't leave me alone. I keep my enemies far, and my friends, them there. The Fresh Prince of J.A. is here, you see. Oh. Name, Taurus Riley, yeah, the musical gun. My brother news, Bill, I read him, yeah, for people have fun. True. Which foreign youth that they're on the ground? Yo, no worry, a news, a Michigan son. Michigan son, yeah, Michigan son. My angelic human diseases, Michigan son. So careful of the word where you speak with my tongue. I'm going look and listen, now we're dealing with it now. Alright, turn up a scheme and I live.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Inside. Joseph Carter.
Yes, 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 we are back. We are back in the building, the BSE show, Mr. Raw and Purple Dread. That was a foreplay, not like foreplay in the other way. I played four tracks that my cousin News, Money Matters Entertainment, producer extraordinaire, produced all those tracks right there. One for Natal, one for Ching Ching, one for Sean Paul, one for Taurus Riley. And he's just climbing the charts. He's making the moves. I'm proud of him. Salute to my cousin, News from Money Matters Entertainment, New York, Brooklyn's own. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do it over here in the BSE show. I show the love and the support to my family members because, man, listen, I'm pretty sure if they had the same opportunity, the same platform, that they would do the same for me. So listen. Each one teach one, and we all can reach one. Ain't that right, Purple Dread?
Yeah, yeah. All day, every day, do for one another, like me and my brother.
That's how we have to do it. I loaded up a bunch of different songs up in here, man. You know, I got some Brian McKnight up in there. I'm doing, you know, I'm trying to get my smooth man on. You know what I'm saying? I like the smooth music, man. That's just been me. For quite some time, you know, that's just been me. You know, I love, everybody knows me for, you know, being lyrical and all that stuff, but I am a R&B and slow jam and jazz, and it's not just hip-hop, it's not just rap. You know, I can find beauty in all kind of music. I can put sense to it. And then, you know, ladies man back in the day, you know what I'm saying, you know, Heavy D style, you know what I'm saying, LL Cool J, you know, Big Daddy K, you know what I'm saying, the dudes that approach the women and say some smoothness, and they'd be like, ooh, did you say that? Like, yeah, I said that, baby, you know how we got to do it, you know, put your mind into it, move it smooth like fluid, and I know you knew it, come on now, Purple Jet, come on now.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, like, what was your nickname one time, CNL Raw?
You know what I'm trying to say? Mr. Raw in the building, doing what we got and having some fun. BSE show to call lines in. Call lines. Yeah, call lines are open, man. I'm here so smooth. I got jumbled up with my own words. When I play this back, I'm going to be laughing at myself. But the call lines are open, 563-999-3050. Press that number one button, and you can request a song. If I don't got that song, I got something by that same artist, I'll play it. If not, I will play something to whatever letter in the alphabet you pick. I'll find a song to play for you. That's how I'm getting it down today. And then next time, I try to make sure I got that song for you the next time around. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep it strong with this Brian McKnight. Been so long. We've been right back. The reasons why
It's a little
Couple of my favorite artists right there, back to back to back to back to back. I was in the zone on the phone without a loan. You know what I'm saying? It was just Brian McKnight, NDRE, Music Soul Child, Stevie Wonder, Angie Stone, Jill Scott. You know, this is just, those are the people that I really, you know what I'm saying, Erykah Badu with that Bad Do and then Go By You. You know what I'm saying? Those people that make you feel good when it's real good. They got some music and they got some young people that's doing it for me too, like her. Can anybody tell me what her means? Because she did it like acronyms, H-E-R, and I'm looking, researching, and I can't find it to save my life. You know, R-A-A-W, Mr. Raw, that means something, ready, able, and willing. But I wanted to find out what this H-E-R means. If anybody could find out, let me know, hit me up. Social media, any way you can hit me up or, you know what I'm saying, call me during the show, tell me what's going on with her. But I like her as an artist. I seen some footage of her when she was just a little girl, 10 years old. She was on television playing Alicia Keys.
And look at her now. She's as big as Alicia Keys. You know what I'm saying? So definitely salute to her. I'm going to start getting some of her music up in here, too. That's how we got to do it. The BSE show, Purple Dread. She in the background in the cut, making it strut, making sure she don't lose her mind because she's doing it right. You know what I'm saying, Purple Dread? You all
right? Right on time, all the time, with the wine.
Hey, listen, if we can't have fun, we can't have none. You know what I'm trying to say to you. You know, lighten up the storm.
And if it's not enough, you better get that stuff.
You see, understand what I'm trying to say to you? You know what I'm saying? Purple Dread and Raw, make sure we coming through, boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm making words around it. Don't even... You know, Ebonic, you know how it go. We having a good time today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day because the flavor is good. And, you know, we were talking about...
If it's not a vibe, you know it's a crime.
Hey, we were talking about that legend, Paul Mooney, may he rest in peace, 79 years old. He said he had a heart attack, but he was also suffering from dementia. You know, I don't know how true that is, but that, you know, I was looking to research it and see what was really going on about that situation. Now, anything else I'll find out, I will let you know. But he was definitely a comedian genius. He had a lot of political and anatomical statements that made him look racist at times. You know, like he hated the white man. He said the word nigga. He said this. He didn't bite his tongue. He didn't have no scars on it. So, you know, he just lived his life. And salute to him. Salute to him for doing what he do. What we do over here is BSE show, celebrate the life. You know what I'm saying? Told you my wife tomorrow is her born date. Going to celebrate. Somehow or another, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do what we got to do, or give her a card, wouldn't make sure it ain't hard, you know what I'm saying? This is what we're going to do to keep ourselves occupied, because we live in our life like it was golden. We'll be right back. The calling lines are open. Press that number one button in case you want to say something. This is how we're doing it right here.
You.
I see you, 347. Hold on. We got a call right here. Got to jump in there. We got to interrupt the golden right there just to see who it is. We got the 347-533 on the line on the BSE show, interrupting the golden. Who's talking? You press that number one button. You got to say something.
It's just me.
Fine.
Daddy Matt, where's it at? Just coming through to shout you and Purple Dread out.
What's up, girl?
How you doing?
We doing fine
good,
today.
Good.
We doing so happy doing. Purple Dread, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Maddie? How's things up there?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. The weather's good today. Can't complain. Just laying low.
That's
letting the hair grow.
Boy, you know.
I love it. I like it a lot. This is the way we got to do it, man. We having a good time, just having some fun, killing the time. I got 42 minutes. No, no, 52 minutes left in the hour. You know, we'll be out of here at 8 o'clock. They'll be waving their flag, telling me, yo, get up out of here. You know, get from around here. You know what I'm saying? Get the flock out of here. I'm like, yo, listen. Be cool, fool. Don't be a new school cool. You know what I'm saying? We got to do it. We're going to get back to the golden. We'll be right back. Double play with Jill Scott. The second song, I want you guys to listen to it. It is so cool. I can't even pronounce it until she says it. Jaramafa. Man, listen. Just listen to the second song after the golden. We'll be right back.
Around my neck, I'm would climb inside a red balloon floating towards the noon. For you, I would fly across the midnight sky, the stars and the moon. For you too. And on that flight, I devise a new way to say how much I love you. Tippy tie, side I take. I'm still working on it, baby. Please forgive me. I think I tried.
Tell me y'all didn't catch that Jare Mi Ko Fa So La. You know, that's like the opposite of Do Re Mi Fa So La Ti Do. She came up with her own little lingo, and it was real sexy. It was real smooth. Have y'all ever heard that song before, Purple Dread and Matty Matt?
No, I haven't.
Well, I haven't heard that either, Mr. Ross.
Ah, I think that was brand new. You see how that is? Jill Scott, that was off of, I don't know what album, but it was so smooth, and I liked the way she worded it, and I was like, man, you know, I at one time, you ever get a song that you fall into so much that you run it into the floor? Like, I played that song, like, literally 30 times in a day. Like, and I mean that literally 30 times in a day, because I really liked the sound of it. The music was good. The message, it drew me in. Just like a Music Soul Child song or a Brian McKnight or NDRE or Stevie Wonder or a Luther Vandross song that you like so much that once you hear it, you don't mind listening to it back to back to back to back. I don't know if it's just me, but I've done that many a times already.
You know that Cardi B song, Nate, Mr. Raw? Be Careful, that's my song. I play that back to back.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
No, I'm serious. It just touches me in a way.
I know there was a time that you played something back to back, Maddie Matt. What was it?
The new joint, Heaven's Girl by Quincy Jones. That's my jam now.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what?
Yeah.
I might have it, because other than that, that means we're going to have to...
Love me right down to my knees. Yeah, whenever you let me hit it. Sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate Top. Brown sugar, babe. I get high off of love, don't know how to behave.
I'm in a zone, I'm feeling good, playing the right music. I knew that Maddie Matt is where it's at. She wanted to hear that little freak, and then I got that other song she requested, that Quincy Jones with Array, of some major singers, some heavy hitters on that song right there. Salute to you, Maddie Matt, for opening me to some other songs. So I always recommend people, hey, give me a request, man. I'll try to look into getting your song and putting it on the queue so that you can hear it. If this is the platform that you want to call, like, yo, I want to hear Heaven's Angel by Quincy Jones. Every time Maddie Matt is where it's at, she wants to hear it. She knows she can definitely get it on the BSE show every Thursday. You know what I'm trying to say to you? That's what I'm trying to be good to you. Now, today I'm going to do a sneak peek of a world premiere of a song that I've done with Donald Blackman and another woman named Sherry. I don't want to disclose the full name until we find out how everything's going on that side, but I'm going to play the song, man. I made this over 8 years ago with her, and, you know, it's pretty cool. And, man, you got to put your best foot forward. Put your best work out there. Let it be heard. At least it's going to be in the archives to say, wow, it was played on the BSE show. And you could always go back and check it out, blogtalk.com, type in BSE show, and then just click on the icon. You could play the show back and listen to it in its entirety, and you'll hear this world premiere. This is Home Life featuring Mr. Raw. Be right back.
My home life.
Here we go. Here we go.
For these brothers that is messing up, they messing up, man. They women's kicking your behind out. You got to do like the birds. Get the flock out of here, man. They don't want to deal with you no more. Yo, listen to you. I don't got that problem. I ain't got that problem. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever had that situation, Maddie Maddie's Where It's At or Purple Dread?
Yep. He gone.
He out the door? He just like the song?
Yep. I right out the door.
All right, all right. Purple
and, a shoe came right behind them too, right, girl?
That's right. That's right.
We all know that story.
Everything.
So how you like that song? How you like that song?
It was cool.
It was
nice.
Good. Yeah, I liked it. It had a nice upbeat.
Yeah, I did that, man. I want to tell you now, it feels like almost 10 years I did that song. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, Dr. Blackman was my mentor. I learned a lot from him in the space of time that we were around each other. He opened my eyes to a lot of things in the music business. We did a lot of songs together, And, you know, I definitely miss him. You know, he's been gone now. Last month made 6 years or 8 years, one of the two, and we definitely miss him out there, man. He had some good music, he was creative, you know what I'm saying. So shout out to Donald Blackman, man. My experience with him is unforgettable. I met an array of celebrities and stars, and wasn't smart enough to seem like a goofy at the time, saying I ain't gonna be like a goofy. I should have got all the autographs and took mad pictures and did all that stuff. And now I'm sitting here now with just the memories and no actual footage. But you live and you learn. You live and you learn. You know what I'm trying to say to you? Well, we got 28 minutes left in the building. 28 minutes left in the building. They want to say, hey, if you're getting out of here in 28 minutes, you can go do what you got to do till next week. Well, that's what I'm going to do. If anybody even has an idea about any topics or subjects that I should go into, hit me up, MISTARAAW on Instagram and Facebook. And on Twitter is MRRAAW. That's MRRAAW, Mr. Raw. And type and say, hey, talk about iguanas jumping fences. I'll be like, yeah, well, I'll talk about it. Let's talk about squirrel eating nuts. Hey, let's talk about it. Give me an idea, and I'll go into it. I'll do a little research on it. Me and Purple Dread will put it through our head and make sure it's come through like bread. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we do it. And then Maddie Matters, where is that? She chimes in and makes everybody grin. You know, that's how we do it. That's just it. I'm sorry if you don't get it. I'm sorry if you don't get it. But that's how we do it over here in the dirty basement. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sincere. You know, that's how we do it in the dirty basement. You know what I'm saying? The dirty basement. So I'm going to jump into another double play real quick, and I'll be right back. Maybe not double play, but we're going to do this. Since we're talking about kicking the man out and all that, the man needs to know that we know the 10 love commandments. Y'all check it out. Y'all listen, women.
Anybody can control a woman's body. See? The key is to control the mind.
Yeah.
is the story about a day that came not long ago. About this girl I met, her name's Yvette, that you might know. This girl was bad, she left me sad, not knowing what to do. She was all wrong for me, no matter what, had to be free. But she made it seem like she wanted to be with me, playing tricks on me. Tell me,
is it true?
The things that people say you do,
is it true?
My man said he hid it too. Tell me,
is it true?
You only like me for what I can do.
Is it true?
You're not feeling me like I'm feeling you. Even though I try, I can't deny. Way she looked making me weak, but word is she's a freak. Things I heard, man, I could hardly speak. They say, don't believe everything you hear. So what the deal, my dear? I gotta know the way to go, how to deal with this right here. The things that people say you do,
gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewound.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Yes, yes, yes. We was in that mode right there. I played some of them back-to-back joints in that real good, feel-good motion. You know how to go on the BSE show, BSE, Brother and Sister Experience, where I'm a brother and she's my sister, but we rep for the brothers and the sisters. You know what I'm saying? Like Maddie Matt is where it's at, tuning in throughout the week. We always want to show love to you for your support, and we do appreciate everything that you do towards the show and all the other shows on the platforms. Tomorrow you got Priest out there. He got the Listening Room, DC, and then Saturday we got the Dirty Basement University with Professor DJ Sincere and yours truly, Mr. RAAW in the building. And then we're going to be going on until next Monday, the Listening Room with Priest and JP3, the Listening Room Philly. And then we'll be right back in track, moving like a stack next Thursday with a new subject, with a new set of music. I'm going to get my poetry back up in there. The instrumental, I think I do got an instrumental from one of my boys. Let me check and see if I got it in the queue, because if I got it in the queue, then I know exactly what to do. You got it in the queue, you know what to do. Ain't that something like Purple Dread? What else can I say?
You got it in the queue, you know what to do. Mr.
Ball
is
all on you. I'm in the queue. What you going to be doing this weekend, Purple Dread? You going to come over and get me so I can watch a movie or something? You know what I'm saying? Come get your brother.
Man,
I've been trying to
go to the movies for the longest, Mr. Raw. I don't know what movie theater opens. I don't even know. I'm trying to go to the movies.
Me too. I want to go to the mall and all that stuff right there. I understand what you're saying. We're going to look into that. Yeah, we'll play this instrumental by my boy, Dia Lansky. This one called In the City. We'll be right back.
Stay down. We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money is insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your family. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero. Right now, I want you to sit on the floor and put your hands on your head. Anybody feel sick? Anybody got heart trouble? Go ahead and lean against the wall.
Yes, that was definitely some fire. I wrote to that. I heard you over there freestyling Purple Dread, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Maddie Matt, where it's at, she was doing it too, but one of those tracks get you open, and that goes out to my boy, Dia Lansky, that got some fire out there. He's doing his thing. So, you know, I'm going to have something treat for you guys next month. Going to have two announcements, so I'm not going to let the cat out the bag just yet. I'm going to be dropping probably a new track, you know, new to you guys. And we'll see exactly the results to that. You know, hopefully everything's going to be going in the right direction. And also coming up next month, we got my boy Disciple D. Lieutenant. And he's going to be making a trip out here to the Miami area to do a performance, which I'm going to try to catch live, you know, and videotape that. shout out to Disciple the Lieutenant coming out here to do a situation going on, and just so happens it's in my neck of the woods. So, you know, that right there was really cool, man. It's really cool. It's opportunity for us to touch bases, you know, break bread, link together, you know, saying do what we got to do in the meantime and in between time, because of the fact that I haven't seen him in a while and he's doing his thing in the Virginia area. But we definitely are going to be here on June the 5th at a function, getting it in. And he's going to be performing one of the two songs he got, which I'm going to try to pull up one right now so you can hear. I don't think he's going to do Letter to My Children, not that one. He's going to do the one to get the crowd moving, going to get the church going on up in there. Everybody going to be, you know, praising and doing what they got to do. You know what I'm trying to say to you. I'm here looking for this tune right now. Bear with me, everybody. I'm trying to get this thing. I know I had it in there. And just don't, sometimes when you label it, you got to remember what you label, you know, as far as how you label it and when you put it in the queue. You know what I'm saying? So that idea, I got to make sure I got the right name for this thing. I thought I had it in the queue, baby Taylor. What's going on now? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? But as I was saying, he's coming down here to the Miami area to do a performance over here, and we are excited to have him come down here. He's going to come and break bread with me and Purple Dread and, you know what I'm saying, the family and stuff like that, getting our little Miami situation going on. I thought I had this guy up in here. I really thought that I had it. Let me see. Because I must be labeling it wrong. That's what it is. Sometimes you're labeling it wrong. And I got to try another way, everybody. Bear with me. This is radio. Okay. I found them. In the meantime and in between time, I think this might be one of the songs that he's going to be performing at this event out here in Miami on June the 5th. Coming up, Disciple D. Lieutenant. We'll be right back.
You know Christ died for us.
Yes, sir.
He shed his precious blood.
Uh-huh.
So all believers in the building.
All believers.
You need to get up for Christ.
Get up, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Come on, people. Yeah. Let's get it.
Yes.
Get them up. Yes. Get them up. Yes. Get them up and wave your hands for Christ. Hey. Get them up. Yes. Get them up. Yes. Get them up and wave your hands for Christ.
From the age of the Apollo, yeah. YouTube in your hood. You know this brother's blessed, cause God has been good. He showed a lot of favor with my ministry. I know where they fair dogs, so don't hate on me. He gave me a vision, so I'ma make it happen. I'm a minister, dog, by the way to rap it. So if you hating on this, take it up with God. I didn't ask for the gift, he just blessed me, dog. I'm representing Christ to the young and the old. I give it all that I got, like a thousandfold. I'm sowing seeds, damn, because I'm just getting started. Later on in the future, gonna receive a harvest. With this microphone, dog, you know I never sleep. Cause what I sow out of my life, you know I'm gonna reap. And it ain't about me, cause it's all about you. All the favor that I got is because of you. Yes, get them up. Yes, get them up. Yes, get them up and wave your hands for Christ. Hey. Get them up, yes. Get them up, yes. Get them up and wave your hands for Christ.
Lieutenant.
Hey.
faith with that work is dead in this life. I got faith with the skip, that's why I'm tight with the mic. That's why I give them praise, I don't take them for granted. But when I fight with the devil, I'm the last man standing. I've been Bruce Willis, no competition. I got the blood, Isaiah 54:7. He know what's up, I put it down when I'm in the center. This is the blessing from the Most High, you enemy. You better listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth. Don't get your head bust, let them get some dirt itself. Cause it is what it is, gon' be what it be. I'll go tight with Christ, like Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. Transform my lifestyle, left the world alone. I'm in the book of life, so when I die, heaven's my home. And it ain't about me, because it's all about you. All the favor that I got is because of you. Yes, get them up. Yes, get them up. Yes, get them up. And wave your hands for Christ. Hey, hey, get them up. Yes, get them up. Yes, get them up. And wave your hands for Christ. Hey, hey, get them up. Yes, get them up. Yes, get them up. And wave your hands for Christ. Hey, hey, get.
Hold on.
Miami, Florida, from Disciple D. Lieutenant from Virginia, coming down here to bless us with those two songs. Those two songs got energy, man. He going to have the crowd. So I'm looking forward to that performance. I'm going to be in the crowd supporting my brother, definitely getting that going on. How did you like those two songs, Manny Matt?
I thought they were good. I really did. Yeah, I enjoyed listening. I enjoyed the beat. He got a winner. I think he got a winner.
Yeah, we're going to push those two songs, and I got some things working with him myself, and he's going to come down here. That's my brother. So we're going to get some things crack-a-lacking. You know, we got only 4 minutes left in the building, so I'm about to get up out of here. You got any last words, Manny Matt?
No, just everybody be safe, and I'll see you next week.
There you go, Purple Dread.
Yeah, I'm here, and I would like to say to my sister-in-law, Queen of the Union, happy birthday tomorrow, and hope she have a blessed, blessed day. And also to the listeners, call in next week. I'll be on time this time. I won't be sick, y'all. Just keep praying for me.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We keep you in our spirits and wish you well doing what we got to do. We're going to get out of here with Mr. Raw with All I Need Is You for the Union Queen on her birthday. Happy birthday. And we'll see y'all next week. Be safe. Peace. You.
See, Raw. No, all I need is you, man. True. I just want you to understand that. Please. Just pay attention. Uh-huh. I think you get it. Listen. It's you all I need. I wanna paint a picture, something for you to see, something for you and I, though not a fantasy. Part of the plan is we could take it there, but let's make it fair. Listen closely, we gotta make it clear. But what I want from you, you gotta face your blue. Show me some tenderness, plus some heart too. I know it's hard too, but if you're smart, boo, you let a part of me equal a part of you. Together we'll get by, let's give love a try. No major guarantees, believe in you and me. Just like a unity, strong like a community. Tell me what you need, girl, you know what you do to me. Your wish is my command, I do the best I can. Just to fulfill your needs, we walk hand in hand. Into a better world, I'll always be your man. You're my forever girl, we fly across the land.
All I need is you, all I need to get by. All I need to get by.
All I need is you.
All I need to get by.
All I need is you.
All I need.
I come to realize when I look in your eyes, there's something special there. I see you really care. I wanna hold you near, tell you not to have no fear. Hug me, squeeze me, tell me I'm your teddy bear. But what I wanna do, I wanna cherish you. Every moment we have, possibly marriage too. But that's in due time, thoughts in back of my mind. Until we both ready, God will show us a sign. And that's a dream come true, we'll both see it through. I know you're there for me, like I'll be there for you. And we'll be careful too, not break each other's heart. We gotta play it smart, right from the very start. Go down that road together, we'll stand any weather. Pain, joy, and laughter, happily ever after. That's what we claim to be, so just you wait and see. Love for a lifetime, certain currency.
All I need is you, all I need. Don't get by,
all I need is you,
all I need.
You and I together,
together.
Throughout the weather,
together.
Do what we do,
together.
Just me for you,
together.
And you for me,
together.
We'll do it just
together.
Best of both worlds,
together.
You're my girl,
together.
I will be here,
together.
You're all I need to get by, girl. You know that.
All I need is you.
All I need.
All I need
to get by.
All I need is you.
All I need
to get by.
All I need is you.
All I need
to get by.
All I need is you.
All I need
to get by.
Raw for life.
You, thank y'all. Peace and blessings. Stay safe. We out.